Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me, for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when we get a chance to bring our good friend Pat Sigmund back on the show. Pat's the author of Six Steps to Creating Profit. Her company is LPS Consulting. Put a .com on the end of that and you'll find her website. We're talking about doing business in the cloud where the processing power is not on your desktop. It resides on another, on someone else's equipment, but you link up in the cloud, so to speak, and acquire that processing power from there, whether it be storage, files, whether it be the capability to do certain things, whatever it may be, Pat. It's exciting, but it could also be a little bit frightening if you think about it, Pat. I mean, mm-hmm. because if we completely move to the cloud, Pat, mm-hmm. then who has control of our life? Mm-hmm. Not you and me, then, right? It's something to think. Well, it's something to think about, isn't it?
Yes, you definitely have to take into consideration if the internet is down. It's all about the internet.
Yep.
So, yeah, at my golf club, for instance, we have the PE system online. So, if the internet was down, what happens? Mm-hmm. You have to take that into consideration when you're figuring all this stuff out, and you know, have an alternate plan, which is right now on your laptop. When the internet is
right. Well, I'll tell you,
a couple of access methods.
My workhorse for me for many years now has been a laptop, a notebook, and it's a Lenovo ThinkPad. It used to be an IBM ThinkPad, and the T series. They're workhorses. They're absolutely horses. They're amazing, like tanks, but they work. And I have to tell you, Pat, I use a healthy, what I consider to be a healthy mix of cloud, mm-hmm. My world is in my possession. I am in possession of my world. It's also backed up, though, in the cloud. So if something happens in my world, I can go to the cloud. If something happens to the cloud, I'm not out of work.
Well, it's a few things. You know, with the hurricanes we've had in the Northeast, we had trouble everywhere. It's the servers in the offices that can move to the cloud. So
right.
You're more likely, you know, we've had people down 2-3 weeks. Who would ever think your whole office would be closed for weeks?
Right.
And all the money that's lost. If all that information on the server was in the cloud, as soon as the internet came back up, you'd have it.
Right.
You can have local things on your laptop. So that's really the way to go. And people don't realize you can take the system you're used to even and put it on the cloud yourself. Mm-hmm. You can rent space.
But don't you agree with me that if you're a small business owner, you should be using the cloud, but you should also be in possession of your own data as well, and,
yeah,
and your
definitely.
Your own capability. I mean,
you have to have your contingency plans.
Right.
What you're
I'm a little too much of a control freak to give the cloud everything. And I will tell you, in the past, it's proven to be a good practice. How do we make a decision to select a certain one particular cloud resource solution over another?
Yeah, first of all, I look at things myself to use, and there's a lot of marketing. You can't get someone on the phone, so that's bad. So if you want to understand how something's working and they're just putting up a website, I wouldn't buy something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't have someone help you understand how it works. How many users, you know, Google, what the reviews are for the thing, how big the company is. Like, I would rather get a cloud-based solution from a company with a lot of users already. I don't want to be the first user to put my whole life on there because
mm-hmm.
they might go out of business.
Mm-hmm.
Bigger companies like a Microsoft product or SAP product, I would, you know, depend on more
mm-hmm.
than I would some little upstart. Now, if it's an upstart, it's okay as long as it's not your whole livelihood you're putting
right,
together.
Right,
you know, it's not your whole accounting or your whole invoicing. And then have contingencies. You know, make sure you know when the internet's down, I have 3 or 4 accesses mm-hmm. with me all the time, you know, between an air card and, mm-hmm. you know, my iPad access.
Yep. Yep.
Wi-Fi, so that's the story.
I'm the same way, yeah. No, I have my all of my equipment has, I can get to mobile or Wi-Fi. And mm-hmm. so the idea, folks, is not either or, cloud or desktop, but both and is my recommendation. I think Pat agrees with me on that. Hey, Pat, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Pat Sigmund, ladies and gentlemen, LPSconsulting.com. Check out her website. Her book is 6 Steps to Creating Profit. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.